Okay. Looking at the PYL of both. I mean, something there about... I mean, I liked science fiction when I was young. Then I got bored with it, but... You know, both in science fiction and in much of that what we call science today, you find this underlying notion, this idea of progress. Meaning that humans will be able to one day, through technology, fantastic technology, modify the world or recreate it. In ways that give us, well, a world to live in that becomes our reality that we spend our lives in, that is entirely made by us. And that is much better than, you know, this faulty world of this nature on Earth, which sometimes we're not satisfied with. So we'll roll our own, right? And then we find ourselves in the future there, at least in the science fiction stories, in some future perfect world, entirely built by some amazingly complex, sophisticated, but also perfectly constructed, but no, as it seems, at least not in the old science fiction, errors and faults, you know, there's something. Sometimes things just break and so on. It's just incredibly, you know, and if you extrapolize those factors, that technology that becomes increasingly sophisticated, thereby also complex, but also increasingly perfect in the sense of not having fault or weaknesses. Things don't break. Because the more those two are difficult to combine and accomplish both of them. And what about the third one, namely that the more you do that, the more, well, expensive it gets. And well, in some cases, like with AI, for instance, the more energy it requires. Like just the AI needed for, like we have today, which is just a beginning stage, ChatGPT and all that, basically requires as much energy as an entire country consumes. So there are, in this scenario, serious and very real weaknesses and problems. But what about the future fiction or future vision like that, where the humans rather can see and appreciate that this nature we live in is anyway of a much more sophisticated technology than we could ever make. And that we can, and probably better do so, live in it, you know, because it's also beautiful and things are growing, good food, and, you know, all these nice things that happen here anyway, whether we care, you know, with our input or not. So taking advantage of what is here that is useful and that is already perfect. But then, of course, trying to improve well, basically our own lives. How to live longer, for instance, if we want that. Maybe we don't even want that. Enough is enough. But how to live a happy life, having what we need, without being bogged down financially or technologically or whatever by extremely complex technology that may break at any time, which is stressful. So simple life is also there as a factor. So we could just paint this that kind of future. Not science fiction, but some other future fiction. Put that into our stories.